us on Monday. If these guys are gonna, save their jobs, if this team is not gonna spiral into chaos, which some may argue it's already there, but again, as many have pointed out, there's 10 games left in the season. So however chaotic it may be right now, there's potential for it to get a lot worse or a lot better.
Yeah, they could have a winning record.
That rests on the shoulder and on the right arm of Drake May. And I'll tell you what else.
I can't believe I just said that.
I know. That's probably not
going to happen. It's math, though. They could.
Mathematically, yes, they could. I'm not even talking about a winning record. I'm talking about them winning three more games, two or three more games, being competitive in some of these games, Drake May having continuing to have good games, and losing because, you know, if you lose because you lose because the other team's better than you, not because you're getting steamrolled 17 straight runs, dog-walked up and down the field by the Jacksonville freaking Jaguars, all right? Like, that's extra bad. I think the fact that happened in Europe, it happened against that team, that awful team, those are all things that are swirling around right now, and I think getting in the Kraft's head about potentially going back on a decision that they made. And listen, the Krafts, they value their decision-making process very highly. I don't know how great it's been lately, if we're being perfectly honest here. These are the same Krafts who let Tom Brady walk out the door and went and stuck with Belichick over him, which ended up being a bad call. To a much greater extent, the whole Aaron Hernandez thing got completely hoodwinked by how great we thought Aaron Hernandez was and what a good guy he was. I don't know. I feel like lately, decision-making going on up there, they haven't been hitting a lot of grand slams lately. It's been a lot of swings and misses, and it looks like this is another one of those.
Yeah, and I mean, this is a legitimate decision of theirs. I do think the Brady one is their decision. I always said all along, if you let Bill make the decision, you're making a decision.
Yep.
Like, you could have kept him. You could have made a very different decision you own. So those are two very distinct decisions that they've made that look very bad right now. And how you pull out of that, Drake May, I mean, that's a lot of responsibility. Because I also don't, to me, this doesn't feel like something that one win is the be-all, end-all, cure-all. Like that, oh, okay, everything's good now. We're a two-win team. No, there's just too much dysfunction. Are all the guys going to stop going on social media? Are they going to stop saying dumb things to the media? Are they going to stop getting pulled over by cops just because you win one football game? No. I know
they might stop with the social media stuff. I don't know if they're ever going to stop getting
for the night they win.
Right, exactly.
Do I expect dumb stuff after the win that night on social media? No. But the following week when they go back to losing, do I think the dumb stuff returns? I absolutely do. And it could also go worse because
it also matters how you lose.
Oh, sure. But it's also cumulative.
Right.
And it also, from what I've seen, the score doesn't seem to be all that relevant to a lot of these guys. You know what these guys all seem to care about?
Their own numbers.
Their stats, yeah. Their role, their job, their touches, their
targets,
sacks,
yeah,
their
exactly.
Everything. There's a lot of me guys seemingly on this football team. And I don't know how much of that could fit. If anything, some of those guys will probably pout in a victory. And that'll be worse. It'll be a worse look for the head coach. It'll be a worse look for the culture that he's supposedly building there. And another blow to your potential culture, the Jets suck. The Jets are an embarrassing football team themselves. If they come into Gillette Stadium and use your word, mollywop the Patriots, and they have that potential.
Which they're going to, I think, yes.
Okay, how do you think that's going to sit with the owner?
Not great.
And this is all because Trevor Lawrence International Stage, oh, that's bad. Mm. Jets come to town, beat the crap out of us. And we start to check off more of these winnable games. Then Tennessee, what if you lose to Tennessee? Well, that doesn't look good. We're running out of winnable games here. We might not win any more games. The pressure's only going
to
grow.
Sure. If they lose to the Jets 35-33... or something, right? And Drake May has a great game offensively and that leads a bunch of touchdown drives, and it looks like the offense is functioning, but they lose because their defense is soft or whatever it is. I don't know. I mean, something like that. That's what I mean when I say, can Drake May do this? Can Drake May save the team? Can he save Jerod Mayo? If you look like you have a franchise quarterback, and these are the guys who are coaching him and responsible for bringing him along, we said it yesterday. I mean, this is what this season's all about. And I think that more so than that, you'll be able to have fans understand and accept the fact, which I think a lot of us did coming into this season, accept the fact that this isn't going to be a good season. This isn't going to be a season with a lot of wins. The owner said it at the beginning of the year. He said, we're not expecting to win a lot of games this year. This is something everybody was on board with and understood. And I think that if you have that going and you're losing games, but Drake May's playing well, it's the Justin Herbert thing all over again. The Chargers knew they had something right there, and their fans were willing to wait it out. Their fans, like there's a ton of Chargers fans out there, but you know what I mean. Like, this is a much more engaged fan base, but I do think that they will also say, hey, you know, this season was supposed to be all about this one guy. This guy's really coming along well, and not only that, he's becoming a leader, as you just heard there. Like, this is potentially the beginning of the next chapter of Patriots football. And if they don't want every single person involved with this first year along for the entire ride, like, I get that. It's rare that you see that. You didn't see that during Brady. You never see that with anybody. Joe Montana, even. You don't see it. Just, it's very, very rare that you have something like that go on for as long as it did with Brady and Belichick. I'm not expecting that here, but I do think that they'll be looked at in a different light if May continues to progress like this. That's going to outweigh the negatives, I think.
I don't, and I think this has almost nothing to do with what's going on the field. I think that's the scary part and the part where Mayo's wrong yet again. I think if you removed everything that's been said that's dumb by the head coach and everything been said by players that was eye-openingly selfish, mm-hmm. and if you removed all the social media issues and you removed the police blotter issues, remove all of those things and change nothing about the football team, the scores, the plays, the action is the same. I don't think a single person would say Gerard Mayo's on the hot seat, because I think it would be,
okay,
he's
fair.
A first-year
that's
coach
fair.
Of a crappy football team. We expected this. We knew this. It's all the other stuff that has put him on the hot seat, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, but I'd say on the flip side of that, if, and this is hypothetical, obviously, but if May had played all year and they had won three games already by now, or even if they hadn't, May's progressing and he's looking like a top 10 quarterback in the NFL or whatever it is that he's gotten to, if it's, let's say, a natural progression from where he is right now. He was one of the best QBs in the league in Week 7, so
yep.
If that's something that was continuing to happen and you were looking at that, even if all that other off-the-field stuff was going on, people, I think, would be looking more at Drake May. I think that was a mistake not playing him early, not just because it was worse for the team. It was worse for them. You know, it was worse for these coaches who went out there and looked completely over their heads like they were just inept and had no idea what they were doing. They still kind of look like that, but now they have Drake May to point to and say, hey, at least he's good. At least he's coming along here. If that was something you had from week one until now, the progression, I think, would have made them look better.
I'm not so sure about that. If all the other stuff stayed, I think it might actually expedite their departure, because you don't want to go down the Justin Herbert road with the Chargers, where everybody on the planet thinks your coach is an absolute clueless boo.
Yeah, but it took like 3 or 4 years before they moved on from that coach because they liked Herbert and they liked that offense.
Right.
Right.
And that was a terrible mistake.
It's a bad idea, sure, but I'm just saying.
I think
like,
this would expedite.
That's how you keep
you
your
don't
guy
waste,
around.
You, if you think Drake May is borderline C.J. Stroud, he is the next big thing. He is going to be great immediately. He's already great. Like, mm-hmm. if he's doing this in weeks one and two, and then we extrapolate forward now, he'd be among the better quarterbacks in the NFL, probably.
Yeah, but also you could argue that when you keep switching new coaches and new offensive coordinators and everybody from a young quarterback, that can mess up their progression. Just look at Mac Jones.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's an obvious pitfall for them.
Right, and I would argue that if you have this kind of culture, you'll never win a damn thing.
I mean,
this is the worst culture I've ever... I mean, can you think of worse examples in a shorter period of time of just... across the board, all levels of ineptitude, lack of leadership, guys popping off, selfishness, social media, in such a small period of time among a group that shouldn't feel comfortable doing it.
True.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
It's one thing if AB pops off or Davante Adams or whoever. Who the F are these guys that they're so comfortable airing their grievances? Like even Kayshon Booty, who we had all given credit for maturing,
yeah.
right? And now he's telling us, the only reason I got the damn ball the last 2 weeks is because I asked for it. I had to tell him to throw me the deep balls. He's been one of the good things. Who are these guys, and why do they feel so comfortable doing detrimental things verbally and on social media? The answer is the culture, right? Is there any other way to paint that picture?
No.
Without saying the culture is broken? And therefore, if May was even better, I think you'd say, I got to rip the Band-Aid off. I got to get this horrific culture out of the way of my franchise QB, because my franchise QB is ready to win and lead and go in the right direction, and everything else is hindering it right now.
But isn't a franchise QB winning and leading and all of that, doesn't that help fix a culture? Isn't that a step towards fixing
can't
it?
Can't fix stupid, I heard before.
Well, maybe not, but I mean, there's a lot of stupid people. It's the NFL.
But this is the dumbest culture I've ever seen.
It's not great, I'll admit.
I mean, am I exaggerating?
That it's the worst culture ever? I don't know about
around
that.
Around the NFL forever, I can't think of... across the board examples in a short 7 weeks in.
It's like Cleveland going 0-17. I mean, there's teams that never won a
maybe,
single game, you know?
But it's not just about winning.
Patricia in Detroit and any other Patriot disciple head coach who goes out judging New York. I mean, there was a lot of examples.
Maybe.
It was usually guys that coached under Bill.
But it's usually glaring examples or of one or two instances. Gerard Mayo's been a mess since day one.
Mm.
His players have been a mess all summer. Right, like, I'm layering this. There's one-offs that are worse. Brandon Marshall punting a football in practice when Josh McDaniels was trying to run a drill.
Right.
Probably worse than anything we've seen, I'm guessing. But we've had everything. And you almost start to forget about some of them. Polk was so long ago. Pop Douglas bitching was so long ago because we like Pop now because Pop's good.
Right.
Except Pop wasn't good because he was puking. We don't know why he was puking. What was he doing to get puked? Like, you almost forget about how many things have gone wrong in 7 weeks here.
Mm-hmm. And they lose all these games, and that's the main
thing.
Yes. There's no, like, win that covers up some of this stuff.
And they're getting worse.
Some of it's not the crime of the century, you know? Like, I mean, there's complaining about not getting the ball. Like, a lot of guys do that. But if you keep losing, it makes it much, much worse.
And
it makes the
everybody,
culture seem that worse,
but
too.
When everybody does it, I guess Bourne hasn't. Is that fair? Bourne has not.
Not that, no. But
K.J. Osborne.
He's out there talking, too.
K.J. Osborne, Kayshon Booty, Pop mm-hmm. Douglas, Jalen Polk, Javon Baker, and Tyquan Thornton.
What Thornton do?
He did something. He definitely did something.
Okay.
I kind of am forgetting it now, but he definitely did something.
I don't remember him saying anything.
Because he's been a healthy scratch 2 weeks in a row, and there was something on social media. It wasn't a peace sign, but there was something on social media he did. Oh, and I forgot Jalen Reagor. Don't forget, he got cut for his.
Oh, yeah. And he had that fumble in that
yes.
on the Monday night.
Every wide receiver on this team has bitched or moaned or done something bad off the field. I'm not even going into drops and mm-hmm. route running or any of that crap. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Have you a position room where every single person has been detrimental to the football team? I think that's hard to find.
Yeah, yeah, it is. 617-779-7937. Scott's in Providence. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Scott.
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I have a theory, and if I'm right, coaches should get another year. If I'm wrong, they should clear house.
Okay.
But if their real plan was to keep Brissett playing for whatever, 12, 13, 14 weeks, suck, then bring in May and give everybody a little excitement for next year, great. Why would you go out and pay $35 million for a receiver that Brissett can't throw to? Why would you pay $35 million for a left tackle that, you know, can hold the guy up for 3.5 seconds, but he holds the ball for 4? So I get it. Why waste all this money and a whole year of a contract? But if that's not the plan, then they should all be fired. And he ought to walk into the locker room tomorrow and tell them the next guy that spouts off on social media is getting suspended. And not cut, because then you get another team suspended. Just sit home and watch the rest of the season.
Yeah, Scott, sorry, I thought you were done there, and I don't know what that beeping was.
What the hell
was
that?
Yeah, that was just, it's like in prison. It's like, all right, phone call's
yep.
over. Like, beep.
Ran out of time.
I have no idea. But, yeah. I wonder when you're going to start seeing actual changes here. I wonder when you're going to see Gerard Mayo, instead of calling him soft after a game, handle it in-house and say, you know what, you're on the bench today. You can come out, I'll give you a jersey, but you're not playing. You're sitting on the bench, and that's the way it is. And get your bleep together, because you're not good enough to be saying all this stuff.
It you know, seems like, so bad, how will we even know?
That's true. I mean, it's well, like, you'll know who gets snaps and who doesn't. I think there's something to be said there,
but,
yeah.
You know, I've been surprised that Polk continued to get snaps. Now he's in the protocol, so I don't, you know, if he misses this week, is it just because he's in the concussion protocol, or are you sending a message? There's these weird vagaries, too.
Yeah, when did he get concussed, by the way? It was on that one play in the
second quarter. Well, you hated the play, yeah.
I thought it was a bad ball.
You thought it was targeting.
I thought it was a bad ball. I thought it was a hospital ball, and now here you go. But, by the way, he played the rest of the game, and they went to him on an important second two-point conversion, and he fell down. So, I mean, you know, like maybe get the concussion spotter out there a little sooner, okay, so that you have guys on the field who aren't seeing double or triple and who can catch the ball, by the way, when you need them for a two-point conversion. Mike is in Stoughton. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Just thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
Hey, I just wanted to share a thought with you guys. Maybe okay. The guys are acting that way because they see that Mayo doesn't have the control that and the power that Belichick has. I mean, a lot of the time we see Mayo walking back a lot of the things that he says. So maybe the guys are seeing that and they're like, oh, screw this guy. He doesn't even have the power to keep his word on what he says on social media. So I think maybe that's why the guys are acting like that, because under Belichick, who had the full power to either sit the guys or cut the guys, you know, I don't think they would act that way. So I think that's what's going on. personally.
You might be right, Mike. I mean, you might be right about that. I think that Gerard Mayo certainly was not given the same free reign of power that Bill Belichick had. It's obvious that he's not. I don't know what he's even doing. Someone asked him today. They were like, on the sideline, it doesn't seem like you're engaging very much with anybody. Like, what are you actually doing out there? And he's like, no, I engage with people. I engage with the players. Like, I talk to them sometimes.
Sometimes
I headset.
Talk.
People say things to me. I say things to them. It's very, it's like, okay.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
I have many, many roles with this team.
When your head coach has to respond to what is it that you do during the game, and his answer is not a great answer, like, that's bad.
It is bad.
It's a bad situation.
And then he finishes every other answer with, but it comes back to me. I'm the head coach.
I do engage with the players.
Feels like he's trying to sell too many people on it comes down to me and I'm the head coach. And I don't know if that's in a response to Belichick and trying to answer sort of those criticisms, or if it's as the caller indicates. Is he trying to convince people that he is the head coach?
Right.
That he actually does have power. I said it to you yesterday. I still believe in the world of football and maybe in this world altogether. Fear is a good thing. And you said you can't get your son to fear you at all.
No. He laughs right in my face.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what these players are doing to Mayo. They're treating Mayo like your son treats you.
Absolutely.
Wait till he, like, pees on you on purpose.
That hasn't happened yet, but it's probably next. Anyway, with that in mind, keep it right here, because when we come back, we'll get the lowdown on all this and other things going on in the NFL from our good friend, ESPN insider Adam Schefter. That's next.